Folk music, as you know, is music passed down from parent to child, so it's oral tradition music. World music is often art music that is composed by professional composers as art, and the Muthuswami Dikshitar piece is an example. Now, here is a song written by Scotland's most favorite poet and songwriter, Robert Burns, "Ye Banks and Braes of Bonnie Doon," about the River Doon, and it's the song of a girl reproaching the river for being so beautiful when her lover has left her. This is Kathleen Ferrier, a great artist who died some 60 years ago, and the pianist is Gerald Moore, famous for his accompaniments. Folk music, as I said, is music whose composer is not known and listed as anonymous. In contrast, in the 50s and the 60s, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, and a lot of others began to write and sing songs accompanied only on an acoustic guitar, and this style came to be called folk, so we are stuck with that designation. Peter, Paul, and Mary had a grand celebration to mark like 25 years of singing together. And they recorded a lot of songs at this reunion of folk singers of their era, including Ronnie Gilbert, Richie Havens, I recognize, of Woodstock fame, Fred Hillerman, Buddy Mondlock, Odetta is another name I recognize, Tom Paxton, John Sebastian, I recognize that name too, Dave Van Ronk, and Susan Werner. So this song is from that album. It's called River of Jordan.
I travel the banks of the River of Jordan to find where it flows to the sea. I looked in the eyes of the cold and the hungry, and I saw I was looking at me.
I wanted to know if life had a purpose and what it all means in the end.
In the silence I listened to voices inside me, and they told me again and again, there is only one river, there is only one sea, and it flows through you, and it flows through me. There is only one people, we are one and the same. We are all one spirit, we are all one man. We are the mother, mother, daughter and son, from the dawn of creation.
In the sea,
oh, every cry of a newborn baby, every prayer to be free,
every hope at the end of a rainbow,
every song ever sung
is a part of the family of woman and man. That means everyone. We are only one river, we are only one sea.
The Minstrel Boy is a song about war And I'm not sure whether it's Irish or Scottish, but it's a very ancient song that we used to sing when I was in school. So this is the Chieftains and James Galway again, and with their fancy introductions and singing a basic war song called The Minstrel Boy. This artist is Donna Missigman, who lived in Hughesville, or in the Hughesville area, I'm told. And this is the well-known song, Down in the Valley, that was featured in the movie Stir Crazy, featuring Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. Now we go to the east, to Sri Lanka, And we have W.D. Amaradeva, who was a major force in the classic Sri Lankan music world for some 50 years. He was a composer and a performer, and he set to music the lyrics of an important poet, Mahagama Sekara. This poem is in three verses. The first verse asks, "O maiden, for whom do you sew that lovely little dress?" And they answer, "For the little girl who was born yesterday." The next verse asks, "O maidens, for whom do you create those lovely robes?" And the answer is, "For the same young girl who marries tomorrow." And the last verse asks, "O maidens, for whom do you weave your shroud?"
Kanakop tattuve sudumeli patin sitala saluva viyanni katata saluva viyanni
This next piece is almost the opposite of both folk music and international or world music. A British composer called Carl Jenkins writes songs intended to be sung by a large choir and soloists, and he uses Celtic instruments and a small Finnish women's vocal ensemble, and there are so-called tribal elements in the song, and he has African vocalists singing as well. Most interestingly, he uses nonsense syllables that sound like Latin, but are not. He feels that having literary meaning will distract from the effectiveness of the songs. This is his best-known piece, Adiemus or Adiemus. And of course, it's not international or anything because he is British and all his performers are European except for the few African folks.
Thank you.
the end of the first hour of our show tonight. This is Archie's Archives, and I'm Arch. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for the rest of the show.